let's talk about how can you go after what you want. How did I go after what I want in business and in life? How do you actually turn your dreams into reality? How long does it actually take? And are you going to be like a superstar or super mega wealthy or not wealthy at all? Or are you just going to be like a regular person who's going to just move ahead over time and end up further along? And some of you are going to get extremely lucky, and with that luck, you're actually going to be able to progress your life forward, make a ton of money, have better relationships, do better things with your life and your time and your commitment and your family. So, number one is you have to really set clear goals, define what you want to achieve, both in your personal life and in your business. However, having a clear, specific goals will help you stay focused and motivated. You know, those, I think obviously there are studies to show that if you write your goals down, you are so much more likely to achieve it, right? You're significantly more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. So there's a good lesson right there. Try writing them down. Try writing down what you want. Try visualizing and thinking about the life that you actually want to live. Now, you got to think big, right? But I always think, you know, I immigrated to America when I was a little kid. Nobody in my family owned real estate like that I grew up in, right? We always rented. And just a dream for me was just to own property. Just get me one house that I actually own. Dear God. Right? And that was my goal at the time. Right? Now, if I wanted to get a bigger house and have bigger goals, I probably could not at that time because I've never even lived in a house like that I owned, that anybody owned. So you have to be able to see, and you have to have believability in the things that you're pursuing. So if tomorrow or year one in my journey of buying myself a property, I go, hey, I really want to have a $1 million house times two. I want to have like a $2 million house, 4,000 square feet. And I never lived in anything bigger than a two-bedroom apartment. The visualization there is going to be tough. But I can believe I can own a house, right? Then I can believe I can buy some investment properties. Then I walk into some big houses, and as my vision grows, I expand my thinking, therefore being able to see bigger, therefore setting clear goals for a bigger result. So set clear goals for the result that you want. Create a plan. Break down your goals into smaller, manageable steps. Create a timeline for when you want to achieve these steps and how you want to go about it and how you want to go about reaching these steps. So create a plan. Like, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, but, you know, let's say I wanted to absolutely change my life and move in this new direction, and I want to have new friends, and I want to just live better and be better, not be in crappy relationships ever, ever, ever. So what do you think the plan is? The plan would be to get rid of all the people that are holding me back. So change a circle. That becomes part of the plan, right? You have to constantly evaluate your life. And if you're looking to grow, you have to be looking forward, and progress equals happiness. And you have to realize, if you're really looking to grow, not everyone is going to progress with you. So the next step would be take action. Don't wait for things to happen. Take proactive steps towards your goals every day, even if they're small actions, because consistent effort just adds up. You know, let's just think about this. When I was younger, I talked a lot, and I mean an absolute lot, about all these things that I wanted to accomplish. All these things that I wanted to do and pursue, and all these businesses that I wanted to start when I was a young person. And then what I realized is I wasn't really taking any action. I'm just sitting around talking about all these things that I would do if what? If nothing. Because there was no action. You can want a bigger house, you can want a bigger life, you can want a better relationship, but if you're not taking action towards making yourself better, earning more, becoming better, if you're not actively going out there and pursuing the things that you want, it's going to be so, so, so tough for you. It's going to be so tough for you. So just remember, none of this happens without action. It's almost like you can go after what you want, you can have a plan, or you can just take action. If you could just do one of those things, either you have a plan or you have you take action. I would rather be the person that just takes action, because plans don't work without execution, without action that you follow through on. The next thing is stay flexible. Be open to adjusting your plans as needed. Life and business can be unpredictable, so it's important to adapt to changes and to challenges along the way. I'm the type of person that, myself, I've had so many challenges in my life. So many things changed. So many relationships changed. And man, do you always have an opportunity to give up, don't you? Yeah, you certainly do. Relationships don't work out, you could give up. Something bad happened to you, you can give up. Your parent died, you can give up. Your friends screwed you over, you can give up, right? Life just is constantly going to give you an excuse to say, hey, listen to me, honey, just give up. It's overwhelming. It's tough. Just give it up. Just stop. Just relax. You don't have to work this hard, right? You can be done. So stay flexible. When things change in life, you got to keep, you know, things. The only thing certain in life is change. The only thing that is certain in your life is things are going to change. You're going to get older. People are going to leave you. You're going to leave people. Relationships are going to change. Things are gonna, you know, like your health might change, your work environment might change, your life circumstances might. The only thing constant in life is change. So if you have such a hard time adapting to change and just staying flexible, it's gonna be very tough for you. So just always consider that and just always think, I gotta stay flexible no matter what happens. I'm after my goals. Next step is a very important step. You have to really seek knowledge and skills, continuously educate yourself, right, and improve your skills. This will not only help you achieve your goals, but also make you more valuable in your field. Seek knowledge and skills. When I hung around with my friends who were all thugs and gangsters, there's one thing they were not doing and I was not doing either. Seeking knowledge and growth, right? You are not going to get ahead in life with the attitude that got you to where you are in life. The only way to really get ahead in life is to continuously sustain constant and never-ending improvement. Go after it. Go get knowledge. Go into uncomfortable rooms where they're teaching you how to be better. Go to seminars where they're teaching you how to better. Pick up a book where you're learning how to be better. Watch YouTube videos how to be better. Just seek knowledge into becoming better and the things that you want to accomplish. As you know, as I was moving along in my life and I was changing, I can't tell you, even to this day, I actually can tell you, I would constantly, if you would track the amount of like knowledge and information, good information that I'm constantly taking on, like, it's, you know, we're 3 months into the new year and I already been to 2 seminars. I already read 2 books. I already listened to, let's say just today, I listened to 2 hours of positive audio. That's 2 hours more than most people, right? 2 hours plus the seminars. And I'm doing this every single day. Every single day. And if you do that, let's say your retention rate is only 10%, so you can't retain shit. You know, like sometimes you read a book and somebody goes, "What did you read in that book?" And you go, "I have no fucking clue what I read in that book." So that's why you don't retain as much as you should, as much as you want to. That's why that means you have to learn so much more because your retention is so much lower than just you don't you don't remember every single thing you consume. But if you consume enough good things, that 10% of the things you remember starts to become your whole being, which absolutely is going to help you get ahead. It's like a little bit of rocket fuel to move it. It's like gasoline to move forward. Next thing you have to do is you have to learn how to work with people. So networking, building relationships, going into rooms where you are absolutely uncomfortable, right? Meaning you meet new people, you change your circles, maybe you let go of some of your negative friends and you go find some new friends that are weird. You're like, wow, these people are kind of weird, but they're way ahead of me and they seem like good people, so I'm going to get to know them and network with them, right? Networking can open up new opportunities and provide valuable insights. For instance, if some young kid came to me and, or, you know, they came to me and they're like, "Hey, how do I do this? How do I do this?" I could certainly tell them how to cut corners now that I've done it. If I go to an older person who's extremely successful and who's been down the career path I chose and I go, "Hey, how do I buy more investment properties and do this and do that?" They may help me, and that could cut so many corners and so many learning lessons, you know. So always network and always build relationships, but don't go to relationships trying to see what you can get, what you could get. Just try to see what you can give, right? Like, how can you help these people as well? So, and then next thing is probably one of the most important things. I literally fire people from my company for this thing is stay positive and persistent. I mean, I don't fire them for staying positive. I fire them for the opposite of positivity. Life is negative. The news is negative. Things are just negativity spreads like wildfire, and positivity spreads like ketchup coming out of a bottle, like slow and it ain't going nowhere, right? Positivity spreads like honey. It's just slow. And negativity spreads like wildfire. It just takes over everything you could see for miles. And you have to stay positive and persistent because life is tough. Life is so tough. You know, like you have your personal problems, problems with family, you know, like unlucky things that happen, sad things that happen, miserable things that happen, just like all these reasons to be negative. So just do your best to stay positive, even when you're faced with setbacks, which if you're alive, you will be faced with so many setbacks. It's just ridiculous. I don't even know why God designed it like this, but this is how it is. But you do have this ability to fight for your positivity, and persistence is key to overcoming many obstacles and to achieving your goals. But if you're constantly saying like, "This doesn't work, that doesn't work, life doesn't work," well, you're going to speak that negativity into existence. So try to do the "I am," right? Like, "I am rich, I am successful, I am powerful, I am beautiful, I am lucky, I am loving, I am alive, my friends love me, I am great. I love you all. I love this. I am going to succeed. I am going to be better." So like the way you talk to yourself just matters so much. So just do the right thing. Talk nice. Go look in the mirror right now and just say, "Hey," say your name. Like, "Hey, David, I love you so much. I'm here for you. I got you back. Let's go do this. Let's be positive." And then stretch your face and then jump around. Get your energy levels up. And just remember, positivity is an all the time thing. It's something you have to work on all the time. You don't have to work hard to spread a wildfire. It's just like a little spark. But what if you were to spread honey? Do you know how hard it would be to spread honey everywhere? It would take a long time and be really slow. But everything would be so sweet. So just remember that. And the last thing, the last point I want to say is celebrate your successes, right? I'm not where I want to be. I am not where I used to be. But I have a lot of things that I used to wish for. And you probably do too. And for you to sit there and, you know, after God gave you these things and your hard effort got you these things, and for you to sit there and just not celebrate them is just ridiculous. You have small wins in your life. Like, it could be, I woke up today. I'm alive today. You know, my mother passed when I was 9 years old and she was 35. How much would she love her life if you went to her and said, hey, you can live another 5 years. Like, I'm about to be 40, right? So you could live another 5 years with your kids. Like, you don't need money to be happy. Some of us are just alive, and like, that's good enough. You get to breathe this fresh air. You get to look at these trees. You get to admire these buildings that people build. You get to walk on the grass. You get to drive the car. You get to do all these things. So just celebrate all your successes, right? So for me, it's like, I don't have the biggest house yet, right? But I finally am not a renter, and I have investment properties, and I have my own house that I live in, and I have cars that are paid off. And you have to celebrate all the wins on your way to your big life, right? And this will help you stay motivated and stay focused on your goals. If you ever want to interview me, or you want to sponsor this podcast, the podcast is called The Modern American Dream. You ever want to get a coffee, you ever want to invest in real estate, you ever want to buy properties and grow together, and you have some good seminars you want to maybe tell me about, I am looking to grow this network. And if you like this podcast, share it. I don't really promote this at all. So this will be all word of mouth. If you listen to it, thank you for listening. I hope it helped. I hope your life gets better. And just remember, that whole journey takes time. It takes time, God dang it. It takes time. And that is something we don't have a lot of. So make sure you turn up the volume. Turn up the volume on your time. Just realize that you might not have that much time. Every day you wake up, you just ran out of a little bit of time. So put the pressure on yourself to go after the things that you want. Good luck.